The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
On February 20th, Alabama resident Sherry McCain agreed to plead guilty to one count of introducing misbranded drugs into interstate commerce. Between December 2017 and July 2021, McCain received bulk packages of foreign prescription medicines, including scheduled drugs like alprazolam, carisoprodol, gabapentin, and tramadol, and divided them into smaller packages so that she could reship them to buyers in 25 states. This is illegal. The buyers did not have legitimate prescriptions, and McCain was shipping prescription medicine outside the regulated supply chain. No one could tell what was in the drugs or whether they'd been made in safe and sterile facilities. What's more, these buyers were getting packages from a U.S. shipping address, which might have made them think they were FDA-approved medications. Customs and Border Protection discovered McCain's activity when agents intercepted 4,000 tramadol and 2,000 carisoprodol pills on their way to her house in Oxford, Alabama. When law enforcement searched her house in September 2019, they found almost 28,000 foreign, unapproved prescription pills. And incredibly, McCain picked up this work again about 6 months after her house got raided. She told agents that she'd been able to make as much as $2,000 some weeks, so the money must have been compelling. Illegal international drug importation often relies on U.S. residents like McCain to redistribute smuggled, unregulated medicine. We're lucky when hardworking border protection officers, FDA agents, and postal inspectors catch these schemes and put a stop to unsafe medicines coming into the country. We recognize their service and we offer them our thanks. Check our website out, safemedicines.org, to learn about schemes like these and about the dangers of unregulated medicine.